This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the earth according to a hadith after looking to Ahl al-Ard, after looking to the inhabitants of the earth, and he despised them except for baqaya min Ahl al-Kitab, except for a small amount of the people of the book who were still upon the truth. The people of the world were engulfed in disbelief, in fights, in division, in wars. The strong would consume the weak, and the kings would take from those upon whom they ruled. The knowledgeable would manipulate the ignorant, and the rich would exploit the poor. In this scenario, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent our Prophet, rahmatan lil alameen, as a mercy to humanity, to rectify the people, to purify their souls, to reconcile their problems. Through our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jal ended the tribal wars that existed between people, and the argumentation that fragmented them and fractured them, and whatever hatred existed between them in the time of Jahiliyyah, and whatever riba, usury, was used to exploit the people, whatever power dynamics allowed the powerful to harm the weak, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought an end to it. And this ushered in an era of unity amongst the Muslims. People who turned to many qiblas turned to one. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامِ. Allah says, turn towards Masjid al-Haram. Those who followed different scriptures or no scripture, Allah sent them one book to unite them. وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah said, we have sent down this book upon you as a clarification for all things. After the people had been so divided, Allah united them upon one book, upon one prophet, one constitution. He united their salah, their rituals, their zakah, even how they eat and dress. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala united them upon the same mannerisms, not the same dress, but the same ethics of how we dress, the same ethics of how we eat. Allah united the ummah after it had been so divided, and he said, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَهُمْ مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah says, he brought the hearts together. He brought together the hearts of the Qurashi and the Aus and the Khazraji. He brought together the hearts of the Habashi and the Farisi and the Rumi, the different nationalities, ethnicities. Allah brought their hearts together. لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah tells our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had you spent all that is on this earth, had you spent all the money on this earth, mountains of gold, to bring these hearts together, after they fought bitterly, generation after generation, inheriting hatred from father upon father upon father, to fight this tribe and that tribe. Allah says, لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. If you spent every dollar on this earth, you would not have brought these hearts together. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ. But it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who brought the hearts together. Suddenly the wealthy is giving zakat to the poor. Suddenly the powerful has responsibility to protect the weak. Suddenly the knowledgeable has responsibility to inform and to teach the ignorant. Suddenly they became brothers. until our Prophet ﷺ praised them. And he said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ. He said, the example of the believers in their mutual love, in their mutual compassion, in their mutual affection, is that they are like a single body. Like they are like a single body. No matter your skin color, your ethnicity, you are one body. If you are Abyssinian or European or Persian or Arab, you are one body. You complete each other. You support each other. The Prophet said, if one part of the body is suffering, then the entire body suffers. The entire body suffers with sleeplessness and fever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to this ummah. And He reminded us that yes, you are human beings. You are going to differ over matters. You are going to disagree over issues. This happens to human beings. But when it happens, go back to what Allah has given you. فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. If you disunite over something, if you argue about something, then go back to Allah and to His Messenger if you truly believe in Allah and in the last day. And Allah warned us of being disunited. And He warned us of dividing after Allah has unified us. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Hold on to the rope of Allah altogether. Hold firmly to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And do not become divided. Hold on to the rope of Allah. Don't hold on to the rope of your race, to the rope of your tribe, to the rope of your culture, to the rope of your financial interests, to the rope of nationalism. No. Hold on to the rope of Allah. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. Altogether, all of you hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rope of Allah is greater than all of this. By the way, even the imagery, holding on, all of you holding on to the rope of Allah, because what is going to pull us up? Allah is going to pull us up. All these other ropes, they're going to take you nowhere. Hold on to the rope of Allah. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. And remember the blessing of Allah when you were enemies of each other and Allah brought your hearts together. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. And you became by the blessing of Allah brothers. He made you brothers. Allah is reminding the Sahaba, what was life like when you were not holding on to the rope of Allah? Life was full of divisions and tribal wars and enemies to one another. But Allah brought your hearts together. Allah made you brothers. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَى حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِّنْهَا. And Allah says, you were on the edge of a pit of fire and Allah saved you from it. Had Islam not come, had the rope of Allah not come and you held on to it and united to it, you were on the pit, on the edge of a pit of fire. You're about to fall into the fire. You're about to fall into destruction. You were almost there, but Allah saved you. So hold on to the rope of Allah and don't disunite. You're going to head back to that same place. You'll be back with hatred to each other. You'll be back with enmity to one another. You'll be back with suspicion of each other. It will lead you right back to that pit of fire. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be like the people who divided and differed after the clear proofs came to them. They are the people who have a great punishment. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Allah says, don't dispute. Don't turn away from each other, because by necessity, if you do so, فَتَفْشَلُوا, you will fail. وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ, and your strength will go away from you. All of this comes, the failure and the loss of your strength comes from your disunity. Look at how much our Sharia commands us to unite. How much does our Sharia command us to gather together? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established Salah in Jama'ah, in congregation. Salatul Jum'ah has to be in congregation. Salatul Eid has to be in congregation. Istisqa has to be in congregation. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِن ثَلَاثَ فِي قَرْيَةٍ وَلَا فِي بَدْوٍ لَا تُقَامُ فِيهِمُ الصَّلَاةِ إِلَّا وَقَدْ اسْتَحْوَذَ عَلَيْهِمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's no three people in a village or even in Bedou in the desert that do not establish prayer between each other, with each other, together in jama'ah. You don't establish your prayer. Except, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, shaitan has overcome them. Shaitan has overcome these people. And then he said, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْجَمَاعَةِ, upon you is to pray jama'ah. For indeed, the wolf will eat the sheep that is isolated. The sheep that is lone by itself, that's the one the wolf will eat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ أَتَاكُمْ وَأَمَرَكُمْ مَنْ أَتَاكُمْ وَأَمْرُكُمْ جَمِيعٌ عَلَى رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَشَقُّ عَصَاكُمْ أَوْ يُفَرِّقْ جَمَاعَتَكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا. It's a hadith Sahih Muslim. The Prophet said, if someone comes to you and you agree on one Amir, you have one Amir, one leader, and this person wants to split you or to cause parties in the community, the Prophet says, kill this person. That's how important unity is for the Muslims. The Prophet said, يَدُ اللَّهِ فِي, the hand of Allah is in the congregation, in the jama'ah. The Prophet ﷺ even told us to eat together. Don't eat by yourself. Go eat together. Why? There's more barakah in your food when you eat in a gathering. If that's true about your food, what does it mean about matters that are even more important? Matters that are of greater purposes and of greater goals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاتَّقُونَ. Allah says, indeed, this is your religion, the one religion, and I am your Lord, so worship me. And in the other verse, I am your Lord, so fear me. You have one Lord, one religion. You have to be one ummah. You must be one ummah. Meaning the way that you conceive of yourself, you see yourself, your guiding values and principle has to be based on the ummah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood in front of the largest gatherings of a Muslim that had ever occurred up to that point, in khutbah al-wada'a, his farewell khutbah, and 100,000 Muslims gathered to hear him speak during Hajj, and the Prophet looks at this community, and they have the Arabs and the non-Arabs, the Romans and the Persians, and he looks and he sees, though this one is black and this one is brown and this one is white, and he sees the rich and he sees the poor, and they all gather together, and the Prophet sees these people, but they have become one. One ummah, on one path, glorifying one Lord, making tawaf around one house, turning to one qibla, doing the same rituals, wearing the same ihram, following the same sharia. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya ayyuhannas, O people, inna rabbakum wahid. Your Lord is one. Wa inna abakum wahid. And your father is one. Ala la fadl li'arabiyyin ala ajami. Wala li'ajamiyyin ala arabi. There is no virtue for an Arab over a non-Arab, or for a non-Arab over an Arab. وَلَا لِأَحْمَرْ عَلَىٰ أَسْوَدْ وَلَا لِأَسْوَدٍ عَلَىٰ أَحْمَرْ. And not for the whites over the black or the black over the white. إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَىٰ. Except in your fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this our base of being. The basis of our community. And our ummah lived on such a basis. You would see people in our ummah move from one part of the land to another part of the land, ruled by one khalifa, one amir, ruling them with the same book and sunnah, with the same Quran and sunnah. And yes, there's exceptions in history. Yes, history is complex at times. But this narrative is generally true. The Muslims were generally united. And they understood, more importantly, the importance of being united. Until colonialism destroyed this unity. And it worked to plant hatred in the hearts of Muslims. To plant divisions between Muslims. And the Muslims themselves began to look to Western ideologies for guidance on how to live. They forgot what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded upon them. They didn't look for the path forward through the lens of the Qur'an and Sunnah. They said, no, let's look at what other people are doing. We talked today about what's happening in Gaza. But it's important to understand what's happening today, you have to understand what happened yesterday. You have to understand what happened, not just in 1948, when the Palestinians were ethnically cleansed, but go back to 1917, the Balfour Declaration, where Britain said, we are giving this land to the Jewish people, even though the land was 96% Palestinian, most of them Muslim. What happened in 1917? And it makes you wonder, how and why did the British colonize Palestine to begin with? What happened in 1917? In the years before it? The Khilafah of the Muslims fell. The Ottoman Empire fell. They easily conquered the lands of the Muslims, including Palestine. And the British had the Arabs revolt against the Ottoman Empire. Those of you who've read history, you know. Sharif Hussein ibn Ali, they went to him. He was the Sharif of Mecca. They said, we will give you money, we will give you support if you revolt against the Ottomans. And so he did. And they promised him. They said, we will give you a kingdom of Arabia. All of Arabia. And all of Hisham, including Palestine and Iraq, all of this will be your empire. And we know today, with 100% certainty, because the documents are clear. At the same time they were promising it to him, they were promising it to the Zionists. They never intended for a single day to honor the promise. But he went, and he fought against the Ottomans. And it was one of the major reasons why the Ottoman Empire fell, as easily as it fell. And of course, he had a terrible end to his life. But the historians say, you can't put all the blame on him. You can't blame everything on him. Why? They said, if Sultan Abdul Hamid, who was essentially the last Khalifa, if he was not deposed, and if Turkish nationalism did not start to dominate Turkey, so the Young Turk movement in the Ottoman Empire said, we are moved by Turkish nationalism. What we care about are the Turkish people. So when the Arabs see the Turks only care about the Turks, then they said, we have to only care about the Arabs. Once we adopted the mentality of nationalism, everyone turns on each other. This is exactly throwing away the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is everyone throwing away the rope of Allah and everyone pulling on the rope of race and nationality. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "من خرج عن الطاعة وفارق الجماعة فقد مات ميتة الجاهلية." The one who defects from the obedience of the Amir and they are separated from the main body of the Muslims, they have died the death of Jahiliyyah. The Prophet said, the one who carries the banner that people are blind to, they're fighting for a cause they don't even understand. Or he calls for his tribe, for his bloodline, for his kith and kin. He's fighting for nationality, for tribe, for blood. He says, this person has died, will die the death of Jahiliyyah. This is what destroyed the Ummah. Colonial powers taking over our lands, ingraining in us the ideas of nationalism, cutting up the lands of the Muslims into hundreds of lines of borders. Muslims starting to fight each other, be racist to each other, even inside their own borders, within their own countries. They raise the flags of Jahiliyyah. Sometimes two groups of Muslims in one country fighting against each other, and they have the same grandfather six generations up. This is Jahiliyyah put into our hearts. This is throwing away the ropes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ Do not disunite or you will fail, and your strength will go away from you. And look at what they do for themselves. What is America? America is a project of unity. It's uniting all the states into a confederation, into the United States. Look at Europe with their different languages and cultures and histories of fighting each other. What is Europe? They make a European Union. They all have one currency. If their currency rises, they all profit. If it falls, they all suffer together. You go into Europe, you go from one country to another, they don't even ask you for your passport. It's as if Europe is one country. They are working to unite each other. And we Muslims, we work so often to disunite. We look so often to look for reasons to disunite with each other. Unity is not nafila. Unity is not a good thing to do as a Muslim. It is wajib. It is an obligation upon the Muslims. أَوَلَمَّا أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَدْ أَصَبْتُمْ مِثْلَيْهَا قُلْتُمْ أَنَّ هَذَا Allah tells this to the Muslims of Uhud. He says, when you suffered your loss, and then you start to say, أَنَّ هَذَا Why did this happen? قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ Allah says, this came from you. You're the ones who disunited at the beginning of the battle. You're the ones who disunited during the battle. This is the reason why you lose. You're not doing the wajib of uniting. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْجَمَاعَةِ O people, it is obligatory upon you to be in a jama'ah, to be in a congregation, to be united together. وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْفُرْقَةِ And I warn you against disuniting. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said this three times over. We have to establish unity to the extent of our abilities. Too often we are looking for reasons to disunite. Yes, there are people who have very deviated ideas of our religion outside of al-ma'lum min ad-din bid-darura, people who have very, you know, wrong ideas about the principles of the religion. Yes, those strong deviations that take them outside of the borders of the deen, we don't unite with them. But we sometimes disunite over matters of fiqh, disagreements in fiqh. We're scholars of our faith, great scholars of our faith disagreed, and then we'll be like, I can't pray with this person, he puts his hands here when he's praying rather than here. We have this mentality, we're looking for reasons to disunite. We have a disagreement over something, you think it's bid'ah, he thinks it's not bid'ah. Listen, you can think it's bid'ah, you can refute him for them believing it's not bid'ah, you can refute him for it. But you cannot disunite because he's your brother in Islam. This is a Muslim who believes in the Quran, who believes in the Sunnah, who respects the Sahaba, who reveres the Salaf. He has rights over you. If he's oppressed, you have to support him. If he dies, you have to make dua for him. We are constantly looking for reasons to disunite. And it is wajib in this religion to unite. We can't look for these minor differences in fiqh and start to attack each other. Look at Ibn Qudama rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the great Hanbali scholars who refuted other Sunni groups that he disagreed with. And then he fought with Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi and his army to conquer Jerusalem. With people he disagreed with. But he understood. He understood how to disagree, and he understood the wujub, the obligation of being united. Al-mu'min, then mu'min kal-bunyan, yashuddu ba'dahu ba'da. The Prophet ﷺ said, the Muslims are like a wall, we reinforce each other. Innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. The believers are brothers. These are not just words. These have meaning. And that meaning has to enter into our lives. These are not suggestions. These are commandments. And if you want to see the suffering of Muslims, not just in Palestine, but all over the world change, we have to actively work towards unity. To find every possible way to create unity. If you're in business, to find ways to create unity with Muslim businessmen around the world. If you're in medicine, to find ways to create unity with medical professionals around the world. We have to look in every facet of life to bring together what other people have destroyed.